On this Wednesday, let's check the weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
Let's begin right here in the United States. Farmers are rolling in the fields in parts of the Midwest. How are conditions and how will they be over the next 10 days or so?
Well, a large part of that Ohio River Valley area is saturated with moisture, along with the Delta and the southeastern states. We keep getting rain events to occur in these areas and not getting good drying conditions between events. And that is going to be ongoing over the next 7 days. I think as we go into the second week of the outlook, we will get a little better spacing between the events. We'll also get a little bit better warming. So there'll be a little bit more field work, I think, in the first week of May, whereas this last week in April, we're still going to have to kind of work our way around some of the precipitation, and overall progress is probably not going to be all that great. The volume of rain that's going to occur in this first week of the outlook is still great enough to be of some concern. No flooding of serious proportions will occur, but the total amounts of moisture that occur in that Ohio Basin area is probably going to run something of the order of 1 to 3 inches and maybe something a little bit more. We'll probably see 1 to 2 inches in the Delta and Tennessee River Basin area, and then we'll see erratic rains in the southeastern states. In the meanwhile, the upper Midwest and the northeastern part of the plains will probably see the lightest rain, and we'll probably still come up with a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch. It will be a little cooler there, of course. And so field progress may not be all that great there either, at least not as far as coarse grains is concerned. We're doing really well on oats and some of the other early season crops as the farther north you go.
Turn your attention to South America. We have had some concerns about the crops in the southern part of Brazil. Can you tell me what conditions are like there?
Yeah, the biggest issue in the past, of course, has been in Rio Grande do Sul, where there was a lack of moisture through a large part of the summer soybean and corn production season. And of course, there were a lot of yield cuts that resulted from that. But now we have kind of a different situation that is becoming more of a concern, and that is regarding the second season corn or the safrinha corn crop. And we're talking about the interior parts of southern Brazil now, which would include the southwest corner of Mato Grosso through Mato Grosso do Sul into Paraná and parts of São Paulo. These states represent a fair amount of that second season corn crop. The topsoil is firming up very quickly right now. Subsoil moisture is still okay, but we've got a full 10 days, if not 2 weeks, of dry weather ahead. Temperatures will be seasonably warm, but not hot. But a steady decline in soil moisture will occur. Well, reproduction for a lot of these crops will occur in mid-May, and so we're probably going to come to that point in time and not have much moisture in the ground unless some kind of significant rain event occurs in the second week of May. And so we're watching real closely for that right now. That's going to have a big influence on market mentality if we don't get a significant amount of rain before mid-May.
What are your thoughts on the dry conditions that stretch from France to the production areas in Russia?
It's an amazingly large amount of real estate that's involved with this dry pattern. It's something you don't see very often. It is serious in some places and just a concern in others. Probably the driest region right now remains surrounding Romania. It includes Moldova and southwestern Ukraine. Those areas are really pretty darn dry. Temperatures have been fairly mild to cool, though, in the last couple of weeks. So there's not a lot of crop moisture demand, and the crop development is very sluggish. Temperatures are in the 40s and 50s most afternoons and dropping down to the 30s at night, some light freezes once in a while. So the crop isn't in any kind of a mood to develop significantly right now, which is really good, while the precipitation pattern is so poor. Now, as we go forward through the next week, I don't think we'll see a lot of change, slightly warmer, but not a lot, and precipitation will stay minimal. There will be an increase in temperatures during the first week of May, and we will see perhaps a continuation of limited rainfall. I don't think it'll be dry, but the amount of moisture will probably not keep caught up with the evaporation rates that occur with temperatures getting into the 60s and perhaps a few 70s Fahrenheit. So that area will become a greater concern. Now, I've focused in on that particular area, but it's also very dry in Kazakhstan and also the eastern parts of Russia's southern region. And Russia's southern region produces 43% of the total wheat crop, so it's a very important production area, although the whole region is not hurting real bad at this point in time. We'll need to watch that very closely. And as far as France and Germany is concerned, I think they're going to see some warmer temperatures in the first week of May. If they don't do better with rain between now and then, they're probably going to also become quite dry. Now, that would be northern France. Southern France is plenty moist, along with Spain and Portugal right now.
Any concerns in the growing regions for China?
China has had a really tough spring in the south. This is mostly rice country, but there's a little rapeseed that's involved, and a very minor amount of wheat and corn, but it's definitely too wet in what they call the Yangtze River Basin area. They just picked up on another 2 to 6 inches of rain over this past week. That's on top of 20 to 36 inches during the period from March 1st through about April 6th. So it's definitely too wet down that way, to say the least. Now, the most important corn and soybean producing areas in China are farther to the north and have not been involved with that excessive moisture situation. In fact, the moisture profile in east central China is almost ideal. And winter wheat is starting to develop very aggressively and taking full advantage of the moisture that's there. The temperatures are warming nicely. Some early season corn planting is likely underway, and so is spring wheat and sugar beets farther to the north. Only the northeast provinces of China are in need of a significant warm-up. They have plenty of moisture, so as soon as the temperatures turn warmer, we'll start seeing some planting more aggressive up there as well.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.